With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is taking a new look at reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president said he's looking at the pros and cons of changing the way the federal government regulates marijuana.
I've heard great things having to do with medical, and I've had bad things having to do with just about everything else.
MAGA supporter and Trump ally Charlie Kirk opposes reclassifying marijuana as a less dangerous drug, complaining that everything already smells like weed. He wrote online he hopes this doesn't happen. The president said he plans to decide in the coming weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, the president has signed an executive order aimed at expanding the investment options available in 401k retirement plans. Economist Steve Moore applauds the move.
Right now, you're very restricted in your 401k and what you can invest in. And that's one of the reasons, you know, people who have alternative investments oftentimes do better because they have access to more investment opportunities. So if we can increase the return on people's 401k plans, I'm all for that.
Moore tells the Salem Radio Network that the order directs the Department of Labor and the Securities and Exchange Commission to allow 401k investors to include alternative assets such as private equity, cryptocurrencies, real estate, commodities, and other things. Federal Reserve policymakers debating whether stubborn inflation or slower hiring is the bigger problem for the economy as they get ready for an annual conference in Jackson, Wyoming, and a crucial policy meeting in September. Weaker job gains since April have led some officials to support a rate cut. Bolivians to the polls today for a pivotal election that could end the long reign of the leftist Movement Towards Socialism party. The election could see a conservative government in power for the first time in 20 years. This is SRN News. A review by the AP shows that many of President Trump's nominees to the federal courts have revealed pro-life views, been associated with pro-life groups, or defended pro-life laws. Some of the nominees have also helped defend their state's abortion restrictions in court, and some have been involved in cases with national impact, including on access to abortifacient drugs. While Mr. Trump disappointed some pro-lifers by saying that abortion should be left to the states, his judicial nominees will be in a position to protect the unborn long after he leaves the White House. Religious freedom advocates warn that Muslim terrorists may soon be running a de facto country of their own in northern Nigeria. Deadly attacks on Christians have been taking place in the region for decades, but fighters from outside the country are moving in now, and the tempo of the attacks has increased. A report from International Christian Concern warns that local residents say, quote, the strategy appears aimed at exhausting the remaining population through relentless raids. This is SRN News. The top accessory this year at the Little League World Series, a bat that looks like sour gummy worms.
It's not an ice cream cone. It's not an Italian rainbow cookie. It's the baseball bat being used at the Little League World Series. Easton's 2026 Hype Fire USA bat with the neon green grip and pink and neon yellow barrel is hard to miss at the plate, and the players love them. They get the bat when they first arrive at the Little League compound in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Manager Michael Shaw says he left it up to the players which bats they wanted to use. He says, in his words, you know, a great color for 12-year-old kids. Sour gummy worms. Ron Taylor reporting.
Tristan Rogers, known for his role as Robert Scorpio on General Hospital, has passed away at the age of 79. Rogers first appeared on the show in 1980, became a beloved character. He was born in Melbourne, Australia, initially pursued music before turning to acting and moving to L.A. This is SRN News.